From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a message entitled, Death Changed Forever by the Death of Christ, the 12th in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. In chapter 4 of the book, following the crossing of the Jordan, God instructed Joshua to take 12 stones out of the dry riverbed and to set them up as a memorial on the Canaan side of the river. In addition, he was to set up a pillar of 12 stones in the riverbed itself. Both of these pillars were to remind Israel of what the Lord had done for them in bringing them out of Egyptian bondage into the Promised Land. They would be a means of instructing future generations of God's power and faithfulness. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized in previous messages, the Jordan is often regarded as a symbol of death. In applying this text to the work of Christ, Dr. Cairns is showing the effects of Christ's sacrifice on death itself. By his death on the cross, Christ took something out of death, and he put something else into it. Yesterday we learned that Christ removed the sting of death and the curse of death. Death's sting lies in the sin of which all people are guilty. When a believer is pardoned through the blood of Christ, sin is no longer imputed. The curse represents the final installment of God's punishment of sin, the second death. Christ has taken this away by being made a curse for his people. In addition, Christ has removed the darkness associated with death, as well as the fear of death, which holds all sinners in its bondage. Dr. Cairns will continue this message shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Luke chapter 22, verse 48. Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Let me be on my guard when the world puts on a loving face, for it will, if possible, betray me as it did my master, with a kiss. Whenever a man is about to stab religion, he usually professes very great reverence for it. Let me beware of the sleek-faced hypocrisy which is armor-bearer to heresy and infidelity. Knowing the deceivableness of unrighteousness, let me be wise as a serpent to detect and avoid the designs of the enemy. The young man, void of understanding, was led astray by the kiss of the strange woman. May my soul be so graciously instructed all this day that the much fair speech of the world may have no effect upon me. Holy Spirit, let me not, a poor, frail son of man, be betrayed with a kiss. But what if I should be guilty of the same accursed sin as Judas, that son of perdition? I have been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. I am a member of His visible church. I sit at the communion table. All these are so many kisses of my lips. Am I sincere in them? If not, I am a base traitor. Do I live in the world as carelessly as others do, and yet make a profession of being a follower of Jesus? Then I must expose religion to ridicule, and lead men to speak evil of the holy name by which I am called. Surely, if I act thus inconsistently, I am a Judas, and it were better for me that I had never been born. Dare I hope that I am clear in this matter? Then, O Lord, keep me so. O Lord, make me sincere and true. Preserve me from every false way. Never let me betray my Savior. I do love Thee, Jesus, and though I often grieve Thee, yet I would desire to abide faithful even unto death. O God, forbid that I should be a high-soaring professor, and then fall at last into the lake of fire, because I betrayed my Master with a kiss.
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. In addition, there are feature articles about Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, as well as a tribute to the great American theologian B.B. Warfield. Also, there's a missionary focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues such as, what is revival? Can women be pastors? And how do we distinguish faith from presumption? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You see, if the terror comes because of sin, then once sin is gone, the terror is gone. And so when the Lord Jesus Christ died, he removes the sting of death. In other words, it's as if he came to us and he said, look, I have dealt with your sin. I have put your sin away. There is no guilt remaining. There is no condemnation outstanding. I have pardoned it. I have covered it with my blood of atonement. I have satisfied God and I have satisfied his law. God accepts my sacrifice and God accepts it for you. He accepts my obedience in your place. He accepts my atonement for your sin. And therefore God accepts you. There is nothing now in death that can hurt you. Christ is saying, I have removed the sting out of death. He took away the sting. He took away the curse. And he took away the darkness. For there is a great darkness that shrouds death. It poses many, many questions that apart from the gospel lie unanswered and must remain that way. Death is something that's shrouded in mystery, and therefore it strikes fear into the hearts of men. But the Lord Jesus Christ has dispelled the darkness of death. He has answered every question that death raises for the soul. He has answered every question. That's why the Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 10 that our Savior Jesus Christ hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He hath brought life and immortality to light. Darkness is gone. We often sing the hymn, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. And one of the verses of that hymn states, there's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. And the light of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. He hath dispelled the darkness. That means he has taken out of death its fear. Now let's be honest. There is nothing more terrible to any normal, healthy human being than the thought of death. It's not a welcome thought. The apostle calls it the great last enemy. Strong men have quailed before it. The only way people normally can face it with equilibrium as they go through life is simply to shut it out of their minds, explain it away, make themselves think in some strange terms, but they can't really face what death truly is. It is a terrible, terrible thing. Many Christians feel that terror. And so they wonder, how has Christ taken the fear and the darkness out of death? Well, Christians need to learn that one of the chief ways Satan has of defeating a Christian in his Christian life is if he can get his focus off today and get it on tomorrow, you'll be so worried about tomorrow that you can't face today. And by extension, if he can get you so thinking about how you're going to die, you'll forget how you ought to live. The Lord calls us to live by faith and not by sight. He calls us to live today and when we come to tomorrow, if tomorrow I die, then God will give me the grace to die. And his presence will be there. He does take the terror and the fear out of death. There's a wonderful verse in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, "Herein is our love made perfect." I think actually the literal, it doesn't sound very good in English, but the literal force of those words is much to be preferred. Herein is love with us made perfect. The love in this passage is not our love to God, it's God's love to us. Now that has an effect, and it causes us to love each other and ultimately to love Him. But these verses are speaking about God's love to us, God's love dwelling in us and us dwelling in Him. And herein is this love made perfect with us, that we will have boldness in the day of judgment. Now that's the boldness that is before us. We have boldness in the day of judgment. Why do we have boldness in the day of judgment? Here's one of the greatest statements of union with Christ in the whole New Testament. Because as He is, so are we in this world. We have boldness in the day of judgment because through the love of God we are one with Christ. And I want you to notice very particularly how this is put. As He is, so are we in this world. Notice what it doesn't say. It does not say, as He was in this world, so are we. It does not say, as He is, so we are going to be. As He is, where is He? What is He now? He is ascended to the right hand of God. He is exalted to the place of majesty and victory and power. He is enthroned in glory. That's as He is. And as He is, so are we. When? While we are yet in this world. It's the very same truth as Ephesians chapter 2, where we are told He quickened us. He made us alive by grace in uniting us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that while we are still in the world, as to the body, as to all the trials, troubles, and tribulations, yet we are one with Christ. We're united with a throne union to Jesus Christ. As He is, so are we in this world. That's what the perfect love of God with us has done. Now then, verse 18. There is no fear in love. The word fear is speaking of servile fear. It's not speaking of reverence to God. Reverence to God and God's love go perfectly hand in hand. But there is no servile fear in love, because perfect love expels, it casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. The word torment means punishment. Fear has the aspect of punishment within it. And the perfect love of God assures us there is no condemnation, there is no wrath, there is no hell, there is no alienation from God for the people of God. There is only acceptance, there is only the warm embrace of eternal light, life, and salvation. And so the love of God to us, which is, of course, epitomized in Christ. It is personified in Christ. It is expressed most fully in the love of Christ. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. James Denier, very famous Presbyterian theologian, said, the simplest word of faith is the deepest word of theology. Christ died for us. We can never plumb the depths of those words. My friend, those words tell me there is no wrath, no punishment. That's what removes the fear from death. Here then are some of the things that Christ took out of death. He took away its sting. It can't hurt us. It can't injure us. Now, understand that. He took away its curse. It is not the anteroom to hell. It is not the first installment of the second death, the eternal death. He took away its darkness. It's not shrouded in mystery anymore. It is ablaze with the light of the resurrected Christ. He took away its fear because His perfect love assures us this is not punishment. There is no punishment for any child of God, for Jesus bore it all. Oh, what a joyous truth. He has taken these things out of death.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.